It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the storm damage, it's so widespread. I mean, a lot of times we're focusing just on where it hit the land. And, you know, obviously there was a massive storm surge in Florida, but, you know, many states getting in on the devastation this time. I mean, it's wild to think of just how big that path is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think perhaps people in Western North Carolina, of all places, thought we're not going to have any effect from that. Sure, it may come up here and bring us some rain. Well, Helene was still a tropical storm when it struck that part of the country, moved up through Georgia, through the Carolinas, and into Tennessee, and it has dumped untold amounts of rain. The storm itself now, Brian, has moved offshore as a post-tropical cyclone. It's simply a low pressure area out there now, but it's still causing some rain today in Virginia and the possibility of flooding there.
Is part of the reason that we're seeing so many fatalities, such really devastation in that sense, north of Florida, because of maybe a false sense of security? Were they not really thinking, okay, hurricane, it's going to hit Florida, we know we're going to get some bad weather, but they might not have thought it would have been that severe?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. That, okay, it's a Gulf storm. It's going to stay in the Gulf of Mexico. Landfall will come somewhere in Florida, and they'll probably feel it there and up into Georgia. But I think you're right that people living that far inland, Tennessee, western North Carolina, they thought there's no way it's going to impact us. Well, it certainly has in a historic way.
Yeah, I think they did think it was going to weaken, and it didn't. Power outages, gas shortages, cell phone service, all of those are pretty critical right now, right?
They are. About 2 million homes and businesses are without electricity right now. That's from Florida all the way up to Ohio. About 31,000 power outages in Ohio, of all places, in the southern part of the state, directly affected by Helene as it was moving through that area. They're working quickly to get the power restored. And again, Florida, where the storm made landfall, 131,000 homes and businesses have no power there. But go up into Georgia, more than half a million. The Carolinas have even more than that. So, yeah, it's. I think people around the country should take heed that even if a storm is striking off the Atlantic coast or striking in the Gulf or even in the Pacific, that there could be impacts deep into the interior.
Well, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan, joining us live this morning with a look at the Helene impact.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.